Welcome back, everybody, to WFBR 95.3 FM. It is halftime of our game tonight, the Bullies, Chargers, and the Christian County Colonels. I'm Jeff Carver, and I'm very pleased to have a special halftime guest tonight. You know, if there were a Mount Rushmore of Kentucky high school basketball, you would find his face on there. I'm talking about Rex Chapman, former Kentucky Wildcat and NBA professional, drafted by the Charlotte Hornets back in 1988. He spent four seasons in North Carolina before moving on to the Washington Bullets, later with the Miami Heat, and concluding his NBA career with the Phoenix Suns, where he has planted roots with his wife and family, and he's brought up their son, Zeke Chapman, who's here this week entertaining us in the King of the Bluegrass. And I want to begin by, first of all, welcoming Rex, and it's good to have you back here in Kentucky. How does it feel to be back in your old stomping grounds?
Well, thanks for having me. I'm excited. Always fun to come back to Kentucky. I was born and raised here and lived in a few different places in the state. Went to college here, and you know, so I've got a lot of family, a lot of friends, and it's just great to be back here for this tournament.
Rex, basketball runs deep in your family. Your father, Wayne, was head coach at Kentucky Wesleyan. I'm sure he taught you much of what you know. Now, a lot of it is good genes. Most people remember that great leaping ability that you had, but it all started with fundamentals, and I'm sure you've instilled that in your son.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, you know, a lot of luck went into it. I was, a very small, 5 foot, 8 inch freshman in high school, and luckily grew 6 or 7 inches over that summer, and went from coming off the bench my entire freshman year to starting for 3 years at Owensboro Apollo, and I followed my father's teams around when he was coaching from the time I could, as long as I could remember, since I was about 3 or 4 years old, just following, dribbling a ball, probably learning to do things before I knew that they were hard. And it's always, I think, good to start doing those types of things at a young age.
Rex, unlike a lot of families who have sons and daughters in basketball, they tend to live vicariously through their children. Now, you've kind of got the flip problem. You have such an illustrious and notable high school career. It's your son Zeke that has a lot to live up to. And how difficult has it been for him, especially coming back to Kentucky and the notoriety you had here?
Well, you know, I think that it's impossible for me or anybody else to gauge what's going on in anybody else's mind. Zeke is a pretty level-headed kid. He's very, confident in what he does. From the time he was young, we let him know that he doesn't have to live up to anything. He just has to be his own person, his own player. And I've told him, whatever you do, just try to do it the best you can. Try your best. Try to be the best that you can be. And let the chips fall after that. But he's a good kid. He's a good student, and we're awfully proud of him.
Rex, he's had a good tournament so far here. The team from Chaparral last night with a win over Bob Jones out of Alabama. Zeke, a 6'2 senior, incidentally. He scored 17, 3 of 8 threes. What part of his game are you most pleased with, and what have you thought maybe he needs to work on for the balance of the senior year?
Well, I think that, Zeke's probably his best attribute is his toughness. He's a competitive young man that won't back down. And, he had a tough ankle injury last year that was awfully frustrating for everybody, most of all him having to go through it during the season, had ankle surgery, and had to miss a lot of his junior season. So that set him back a little bit, at that stage, that age, when you miss 8 or 9 months of playing anything, it's going to retard your growth somewhat. So I think that having gone through that has made him a lot tougher. Things that might have bothered him in the past before don't bother him nearly as much now. So his toughness, his competitivism, competitive drive is something we're awfully proud about. And then he's worked awfully hard to become a smart basketball player and a kid who studies the game and knows the game. I think he says he wants to coach someday, so I think he's got a good start.
That's interesting you bring that up. We talked about Wayne, your father, being a coach. And, Rex, now that you've managed to move through the NBA, and I know you worked in office positions and recruitment, have you thought about moving back into a coaching profession yourself?
No, I've never really had the coaching bug. Whether it was because my father did it and saw how frustrating it could be at times, or because I went through so many coaches during my playing career, it's just something that I've never really entertained. I think coaches have an awfully tough job, you know, especially some of these NBA coaches anymore, managing egos and different personalities. But no, I've not ever really had the coaching bug.
Rex, my final question to you is, what is ahead for you now as you move on and Zeke finishes high school? Plans for the near future for Rex Chapman?
Well, we've got Zeke's our oldest, and then we have three daughters that are behind Zeke, 16 years old, 11 and 10. So I plan on enjoying times with those guys, going to cheer competitions and gymnastics competitions and everything that I've missed a lot over the years, traveling and whatnot, playing, and I'm looking forward to getting caught up some.
Okay, well, we really thank you for taking the valuable time you have here in Louisville to spend some time with us. And good luck to Zeke, and good luck to you in your future.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Former Owensboro Apollo High Star, University of Kentucky Wildcat, and NBAer Rex Chapman, our halftime guest. And we'll be back with our third quarter here from the King of the Bluegrass Holiday Classic right after this on 95.3 WFBR.